Country Club FM.
It's National Kazoo Day, Neil, so I thought we'd pull out the kazoo.
Oh, very nice.
For the Bob Almanac. Let's do an Almanac kazoo, name that tune. It's a TV theme.
Okay. Andy Griffith.
Yes, it is the Andy Griffith Show. We kept it easy and kept it right in your wheelhouse.
Yep, that was... That was good. That one I was able to come up with. There have been many that I haven't.
And it's tough. It's the kazoo, after all. You can only hit so many notes.
And you play it quite well.
I do my best.
Yep.
That's all. Let's get into today's Bob Almanac. Today is Tuesday. It's January 28th. And doesn't take a genius to tell us that that's the 28th day of the year, Neil.
No.
And the words genius and Bob Almanac, not often used in the same sentence.
No. Unless the first month of the year, it's the math's pretty easy.
And then
once you turn the calendar, then there's math involved.
Unless, of course, we're talking about, we got guys like Edison or Einstein.
Oh, yeah.
Or the guy in the wheelchair, Stephen Hawking. Those guys are geniuses.
Yeah.
This date, 1922, we got the Chicago Bears on this date. The Bears moved from Decatur, Illinois to Chicago, and they took the name the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
On this date. I want to say they were the Decatur... I can't remember what the name is. It was very unique.
Argonauts.
The Stallions, or... It was something from Decatur. Do you have any idea? Do you remember what they started out as?
I don't.
They were the Streamlines. They were something or other. They were the Staleys. That was it.
The Decatur Staleys?
They were the Staleys because they were owned by the Staley Company.
Oh, my.
That's how the Packers got their name. They were owned by a packing company, remember?
Yeah, yes.
All right, so that was this day in 22. 1960, we got our NFL team. They were coming on this date. This was like from the 80s. We should talk to our good friend Chuck Knapp, because I think this song was commissioned. Vikings are coming. They're guaranteed to win this game. I think this song was commissioned about the time that KS95 got the Vikings rights.
Oh, yeah. Remember
how
that.
Stunning that was, where they took that away from WCCO and the Vikings were on FM? With Joe McConnell, and their first ever regular season game was the big upset against the 49ers, the defending Super Bowl champs. Bud Grant had returned in 85. And the upset
was
the
big.
49ers turned the ball over about 8 times.
That's helpful.
But the Vikings were awarded an NFL franchise on this date. And it was a very controversial time because the AFL had been courting the Minneapolis-St. Paul franchise and metro area as a franchise. But we always wanted to be in the NFL, not the AFL.
Right. Because the AFL was kind of the... I don't want to say minor league, but...
Well, they were a startup. They hadn't been around for 50 years or whatever.
Right.
At that point. So, 1960, Vikings and the Cowboys were both announced as NFL franchises.
Very good.
So, that was this date, 1960. And 73 on this date.
McDonald's Quarter Pounder and Quarter Pounder with Cheese. A big quarter pound of juicy, lean 100% beef on a sesame seed bun. A Quarter Pounder person knows there's just one Quarter Pounder and just one
McDonald's plate. Corporation introduced the Quarter Pounder with Cheese, or as it's known in France, the Royale with Cheese.
Because
Quarter Pounder, they don't have pounds over there. You know, they have different weights and measures. So that didn't make any sense.
Quarter kilo or something.
They called it Royale with Cheese. And then there's the double quarter pounder. Wouldn't you call that a half pounder?
That's what I would have said. I would have done the math.
The double quarter pounder with cheese. But I suppose 2 quarter pound beef patties. And that's before cooking weight, Neil. They do shrink. There's some shrinkage that goes on. Apparently it was in the pool.
Right.
So that was...
I loved them when they first came out. I remember that. That was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
And when they first came out, and, you know, those were in the days where we had, you know, friends, girls, boys that worked at, you know, assorted McDonald's. There was free food under the table all the time. Yeah, yeah.
Check the date on those, though. Oh, they're probably expired. That was the first time the McDonald's served something other than their normal patty size. They had done just the one single patty size. Even when they did the Big Mac, it was the same patty size as their normal hamburgers. They just doubled them up.
Yeah.
But this was the first time they used the bigger patty and went quarter pounder.
Yep.
Which obviously...
The little fried onions and pickles and ketchup, mustard.
So same day we got the quarter pounder, we got... Barnaby Jones.
TV theme time.
You got to know William Conrad, who often there's crossover between Cannon and Barnaby Jones. You got to know Cannon had a couple quarter pounders here or there. William Conrad.
Barnaby Jones. Starring Buddy Ebsen.
Also starring
Lee Meriwether.
He was slight.
With guest stars Janice Rule, Darlene Carr.
You know, let's make... Jed Clampett, let's make him an investigative cop and see what happens.
Yeah.
1973.
It was interesting.
1978, also on television.
Hello there. The Doobie Brothers room, please. And I'll speak with any Doobie who do be in.
This is an epic event on television. Epic.
Hello there. I be Roger Thomas. Which Doobie you be?
The Doobie Brothers appeared on What's Happening. And this was epic. This was huge.
Good.
Huge. The Doobie Brothers. And, of course, they got rerun to bootleg the concert. And he got in trouble, of course. It was a lesson learned and a very special two-part episode of What's Happening. I should have done that theme on the kazoo. Would have been very good. That was in 78, 85.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call. When the world
45 top recording artists from around the world. Not Prince. Waylon was there for a little bit. He wasn't going to sing in Swahili.
No.
He got out of there. USA for Africa. We Are the World. 1985.
It was magical.
Here's Kenny.
We can't go on pretending day by day that someone.
So you had Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Quincy Jones, all, you know, Al Jarreau would say that he also organized it, but he was just there to drink wine.
Right. Stevie Wonder,
well, he had a big part. He came in and he helped settle down Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
That was his big part.
Yeah.
Was him settling down Bob Dylan and get him, you know, kind of, okay, Bob, let's...
He couldn't get his part right.
He was nervous. And he's socially awkward, Bob Dylan.
Yes.
And that's just the way it is. Some people...
Yeah.
See, he's got a tour coming?
Yeah,
he's got a tour coming to Minnesota.
Nice.
So, We Are the World. What was the sign that Quincy Jones put up? He put a sign above the door. This is from that, maybe a year ago, they did that wonderful documentary on it. Check Your Ego at the Door.
Yeah.
Was the sign he put up over the door.
I think I was in Florida here when I saw that, and then I told you about it, and it was well done. Very well done.
1985, and then a year later.
A search effort couldn't begin for some 15 minutes after this. Debris, they said, just kept raining from the sky. The head of the space shuttle program had no explanations, just sorrow at the tragedy.
At 11:40 a.m. this morning, space program experienced a national tragedy with the explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger approximately a minute and a half after launch from here at the Kennedy Space Center.
If you were alive, you remember where you were when you heard about the Space Shuttle Challenger explosion. All
for
seven
sure.
astronauts on board were killed. That included Krista McAuliffe, remember? She was kind of the first civilian, first teacher up on a space shuttle excursion.
Right.
And mission.
Oh, so sad.
It was the O-ring.
I was in Brown College.
They had the O-ring issue on the solid fuel rocket booster.
Yeah.
They had the cold weather before that. They believe that played a role, but the ultimate fatal flaw was the O-ring. Mm-hmm. And they had to totally redesign it before the space shuttle program was on hold for a long time, several years.
Well, and of course, it was on national television, and we saw it live.
Right.
Which was sad. I mean, sadder. I mean, you don't want to. I mean, you're going, what? Whoa, hold it.
Right.
Oh, that don't,
I was in high school, good. And all of a sudden, you know, they pulled the TVs out of the library, and we're watching coverage and so forth. 1998.
Big Willie Styles all ready. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Neil, have you ever gotten jiggy with it?
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I got jiggy with it.
Well, you're getting jiggy.
I'd have a nickel.
But I think the main question is, what is it? What are you getting jiggy with?
I don't know.
Do you know what you're getting jiggy with? If he's saying it.
Slim Jim. I don't know really what I got going.
That would be good. So Will Smith, the Big Willie style, Will Smith released getting, and maybe that's what he called, he was getting jiggy there with, what's his name, Chris Rock at that award show.
Yes.
When he slapped him open hand style. That was jiggy. Yeah, 1998. 2016.
We were hearing that, you know, many thought that Barbie was out of touch.
That typically blonde hair, blue eyed doll with unrealistic proportions is getting a reality check. Mattel recently introduced 23 new dolls with different skin tones and hair colors. And today, three new body types, curvy, tall, and petite.
New body types for Barbie on this date from Mattel. Tall, curvy, petite. Bubble butt. The new dolls came after years of criticism, Neil.
Right.
And you know what? And then later on, whatever company it was, they started making He-Man figures with beer bellies.
Oh, well.
He-Man.
Yes.
By the power of Busch Light, I have the power.
And I'll have another.
And I'll have another. Busch. So 2016, Barbie.
That's good.
Becoming more realistic, and that's what I want in my
my
action figures. Because
you want
Darth Vader. You want him more realistic. You really do. Stretch Armstrong, more realistic.
Right. Yeah.
But he doesn't stretch. Well, he's more realistic now.
Right.
Hey, we've got birthdays now today. Are you ready for some birthdays?
Bring them on.
Okay.
I will not carry a gun, Frank. When I got into this war, I had a very clear understanding with the Pentagon. No guns. I'll carry your books. I'll carry a torch. I'll carry a tune. I'll carry on, carry over, carry forward, carry Grant, cash and carry, carry me back to old Virginny. I'll even Harry carry if you show me how, but I will not carry a gun.
Yeah, Hawkeye Pierce.
That is pure Hawkeye right there.
Sticking with his guns, not carrying a gun. Alan Alda. Hawkeye Pierce, other things as well, but we'll always remember him as Hawkeye Pierce.
Yep.
And he's 89.
What a great character. Yeah,
89 for Alan Alda. Old Twinkle Toes, Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Oh, yes.
77 today. Remember, he defected. Uh-huh. I think he was in Canada, and he defected here to the U.S. because we needed better dancing. Up to that point, our best dancer was Rerun. From what's happening. He was their best dancer, and then Baryshnikov, you know, changed the whole parameter when he showed up. 77 today.
She outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12, she was filling out her jeans.
Neil, you had to be fond of Barbie Benton. Remember her from Hee Haw?
I was.
The brunette?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
She could make a man do anything.
She had a top five song on the country charts.
Right.
Brass buckles right here.
Atlanta Underground. Can get a young
so, Barbie Benton.
She just had to make
She was also in a magazine, a men's magazine.
She was in one of those, yes. I believe a Hugh Hefner-owned magazine, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
She is 75 today. Are you insane in the membrane, Neil?
Well, you can make an argument, I'm pretty sure.
You have to find your membrane first.
Yes.
Something wrong with your... Abdullah Ablongata.
I've heard this. I don't know who does it.
Yeah, it's Cypress Hill. And DJ Muggs is the rapper for Cypress Hill. And DJ Muggs is 57. He's our rapper of the day.
Very nice.
I will remember you.
Lots of music today. Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, she's talented.
Will you remember me?
Playing the piano and just singing. I mean, it's just simple. I like it.
I like it.
She's 57 today. We've got a couple of boy bands today.
All I ever wanted.
NSYNC singer Joey Fatone.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the unfortunate part of Joey was that he did put a little weight on after, you know, the NSYNC era. And Okay. Basically his name is spelled Fat One. That was just very unfortunate.
Right, I see that.
He's not that fat. I mean, but compared to the other guys, compared to Timberlake and the other guys, he kind of was.
So then they start calling him Hey Fat One.
Yeah. He hosted some game shows and has been a TV personality as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. Joey Fatone is 48. You may remember him. This is the day we got the Vikings. This guy played for the Vikings.
Culpepper deep for Kelly Campbell. What a catch! Touchdown Vikings! A spectacular catch by Kelly Campbell. 5 touchdown passes in the game for Dante Culpepper.
Culpepper got his roll on.
Forgot about Kelly Campbell.
He uses a stick.
Yeah.
But it's the roll on when he did his little thing with his hands, you know, the traveling signal.
Yes, I remember.
Former Viking quarterback, number one draft pick, Dante Culpepper. He is on our list here today. He is 48, had his Vikings career shortened by a knee injury, and then he bounced around after that. Had a really good year. Like 2004, he led the league in passing yards.
Right.
And he had Moss. But Dante Culpepper, happy birthday. Kind of amazing we have a member of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys sharing the same birthday. Because this is Nick Carter. 45 today from the Backstreet Boys. Backstreet's back. All right.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
So if you had to pick one, Neil, are you an NSYNC guy or a Backstreet Boys guy?
I think maybe a little more Backstreet.
All right, I like that. 45 for Nick Carter.
We are Hobbits of the Shire. Frodo Baggins is my name, and this is Samwise Gamgee.
Your bodyguard
is Gardner.
And we have big feet. Big, hairy feet. Disproportionate hairy feet, Neil, when it comes to those hobbits. But he was Frodo. He was Elijah Wood. That was the whole Lord of the Rings, 44.
You are making $500,000, and you are only going to pay me 30? You're getting 30 grand? I'm getting 1,000!
You guys are getting paid?
You're a liar.
He was the young kid from We Are the Millers. You've seen that one?
Yes,
Jason Sudeikis.
Times.
Yeah, it's very good. He's the one who got bitten in a not-so-convenient spot with a spider.
Spider, yeah.
Yes, Will Poulter.
What's his name?
Will Poulter. He was Kenny on the movie.
He played
that
role very, very well.
Yes, he was very good.
Yes.
Will Poulter is 32, and she was good on this show, too.
Luke has a giant project due tomorrow for school that he hasn't even started, and Haley just informed me she needs 40 cupcakes for her school fundraiser, also due tomorrow.
I'd like to point out I completed all my assignments on my own and on time.
Oh, no, Alex.
Okay. She was Alex. She was the middle child. She was the genius of the Modern Family clan there. She played Alex Dunphy. Arielle Winter today is 27.
All right, Jim, gone but not forgotten today. Explorer Sarah Henry, don't call him Hank, Morton Stanley, born on this day, 1841. He was the man who went looking and found the missing missionary, Dr. Livingstone, I presume.
Yes.
And he found him. He did a nice job. Explorer, born on this day, 1841. He co-founded the Buick Motor Company, and that worked out pretty well. Automotive pioneer Charles Nash, born on this day. The year was 1864.
He had a Rambler named after him. You remember that?
The Nash Rambler.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The infamous Birdman of Alcatraz was Robert Franklin Stroud. Now, he was a lifelong criminal, right? I mean, he shot a man when he was like 18 or something. He was a pimp. in Alaska. I went to prison and was in prison from
Alaska,
like 19 until he died. And but then he started studying birds and wrote some books. And anyway, kind of a unique but not a good guy. Born on this day, 1890. Sadly, he would die on his 63rd birthday, which is today. We're talking about Sergeant Schultz, John Banner, born on this day, 1910.
After he steals the tank.
Oh?
From the Panzer Division.
Oh?
He brings it here into the barracks.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
I have a neighbor who rides a bike, a motorcycle, and he's got one of those motorcycle helmets that looks like one. He didn't know who Sergeant Schultz was.
What?
I was stunned.
Oh, no. You can't have one of those helmets.
I know. He's not that young.
Yeah. No, if you have one of those helmets, you should know and wear it in honor.
Right.
It is kind of, you see Schultz, and to think he was only 63, again, it's, you know, it's
just the way,
63 at that time looks a lot older. But anyway, yeah, died on his 63rd birthday. He was from Austria. And lost many family members in the Holocaust.
Oh,
he had moved and emigrated to the United States, and became an actor and was just outstanding. Mm-hmm. He was in every episode of Hogan's Heroes as Sergeant Schultz. John Banner, 1910. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Colonel Klink and Sergeant Schultz. What a team!
Memorable.
Your staff did forget one.
Well, it's getting close to election time, so I thought I'd drop in on my favorite project people, the Evans family. And, of course, my warmest and heartfelt greetings and salutations to you two, Winifreda.
Keep in mind, her name was Wilona. He was Alderman C. Davis on Good Times.
Yes,
always dropping in on his favorite project family, and always misidentifying Wilona. The one time that he did say Wilona correctly, he called her Wilona Weeds instead of Wilona Woods. We're talking about Albert Reed Jr., who was also a tidbit for you. He was the original Grady on Sanford and Son for one episode before they brought in Whitman Mayo to be the real Grady. Very, so there's a trivia tidbit
that
for
is.
You.
And speaking of trivia,
Albert
when I was
Reed
doing
Jr.
a little research on John Banner, you know, I guess... before he became a sergeant at the Stalag. He owned Germany's biggest toy company, which would seem to be fitting for John Banner.
I don't know,
they must have worked that into an episode somewhere.
Yes.
So
John
there they are.
Banner. No relation to Bruce.
No, or
different,
David.
Different body types.
Yes.
Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
So have we come to an agreement, your people and my people, that you will continue to host the Bobathon from Florida?
I'd be honored.
Because it's 10:13 there. You're already into your midday.
I know.
Technically. So 9:13 now. So just, and I think you actually gave the correct time earlier this morning.
My computer stays on Central Time. If I look at my sister's stove, it says 10:13. My computer says 9:13.
You have to go into the computer and change the setting manually, I think, for Microsoft, the PCs. Randy Travis, Too Gone Too Long, mm-hmm. Runaway Train, Roseanne Cash, mm-hmm. Brooks and Dunn, Whiskey Under the Bridge.
Mm-hmm. I like Roseanne Cash today.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI.